Begin the current daf, Masechet Sanhedrin daf Vav. Begin on the third line down of the Tab of the Yomit. The Gemara continues by quoting a teaching that was said in the Machlekes of the Halacha of Shmuel. Shmuel had said that two judges who judge, although we open up this Masechet saying Dinim Amin Espeshleish, a monetary law requires three judges. Shmuel said, if two judges judge the court case, then Dinim Din, then there will be a valid court, although they're called a Bez Nechatzif, that, you know, the audacity they have, but it's going to be valid. On that Gufa, we had taught that Amr Bevo, he disagreed. He said, Shnaim Shadonu Dinim Amnis, if two judges judge a monetary court case, L'divri HaKol, Ein Dinim Din. He says, according to everybody, not only Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who we quoted on the previous daf, even the Rabbana would agree that it's not going to be a valid judgment. On this Halacha of Rabbi Bevo, Isvei Rababa Rabbi Bevo. So Rababa asked Rabbi Bevo for the following Mishnah Mesechtas Becheiris. The Mishnah says, Donis HaDin. If somebody educates a court case, which, as Rashi points out, you cannot say that this is talking about a mumcha, who he has a unique halacha regarding judging as an individual, from the fact that the end of the Mishnah says, but imhoi mumcha lebazin, but if it was a mumcha, then he has a different halacha. So it sounds like that we're talking about an individual, because it says in the singular, donis adin, if someone judges the court case, vizik as a chayiv, and actually one who's liable, he makes him merit, or v'chayiv as a zakai, he makes someone that should be merit, he makes him liable, or timis atar, that which should be pure, he makes tamei, or tiras atamei, or that which should be tamei, he makes tahar. So masha asa asa, what he has done is done. Although he did the wrong psak, it's going to have halachic validity. But he has to compensate from his own house, which the Gemara later on tells us in the Daflam Gimel Min Aleph that is tuma when he actually did it actively. He went and he made that which should be tamei, he made it tahar. That which should be tahar, he made it tamei. The Gemara explains how he actively does it. But one thing that we see from this Mishnah is, from the fact that it says, Masha Asa Asa, what he has done is done, obviously that the judgment is a judgment, because if not, then you wouldn't say he has to compensate because if he made an error, you would say that it's not a judgment at all. And he wouldn't have to go ahead and pay anything because it's like just words of a child. It wouldn't have the halachic validity of being a psak. So you see, not like Reb Avo, that even though we're talking about an individual, we see that the judgment is going to be valid, even though we're not talking about a Yochad Mumcha, which sounds like Shmuel, that you could have a court case, even less than three judges. Says Gemara Nehoch Ma'iskina, what are we talking about over here in this mission? Is the Kiblu Alayu. They accepted upon them, on themselves, this individual to pass in the Halacha. You're right, generally for a Bezdin, a person does not have authority less than three judges. But here, where they accepted an arbiter, they accepted him to be the one, and therefore it's going to have halachic validity. Now, Yehachad the Gemara says, but if that's the case, Amay Mishal Mebeisei. If they accepted his decisions, not based on the law of the Torah, because then you need to have three judges, based on because that's what they're agreeing, then why does he have to compensate them if he makes a mistake? That's what he decided. No, because the Amrlei says the Gemara that they didn't just take a random arbiter who could decide whatever he wants. They told him, Dayant lon din Torah, did you go ahead and judge for us a law of a Torah? In other words, since he made an error, that's not the din of Torah. You're right, they accepted upon him, and they could accept upon him, even though the Bezdin itself is three people, they could accept one individual. But they also accepted him to do it according to how the Torah would paskin. And since he didn't do that, therefore, although his law is a law, but he has to compensate the wrong party. Now, that the Gemara clarifies and says, Omli Rav Safal Rav Abba, the Torah b'mai. So you're explaining that it's talking about that he made a mistake, as that's the Mishnah with the Masechtas Becheiros. But what was the error that he had made? That is Elim in the Torah B'dvar Mishnah, if the error was in a explicit Mishnah that teaches this halacha, and he made a mistake, he didn't know that halacha. So on that you're saying is, what he did is done, and he has to compensate? But V'amar Rav Sheshes, Om Reb Ami, Torah B'dvar Mishnah Chayis, if someone makes a mistake in explicit halacha that's mentioned in the Mishnah, the whole ruling is thrown out, and the person, the judge, does not have to compensate, because since it's an explicit halacha, it's like you didn't even make a din. It's not like you made a mistake, you didn't make a din at all. So you can't say it's someone that he made a mistake in Dvar Mishnah, because then he wouldn't have to pay. Eli Rather explains the Gemara, the Tov B'Shikol Adas. It would be Toma when he made an error in weighing the different opinions, the different options that there are. Nothing was an explicitly wrong thing, but he weighed it incorrectly. So the Gemara clarifies, Hei chedam b'shikol das, what does it mean using the weighing of the mind? So Amar Papa, he says, K'goin trei tanoi b'trei amiroi d'plig adodi. It's like when you have two tanoim, which are from the Tanoic times of Mishnais and Brises, or when you have amiram, which are from Talmudic times, that they had a disagreement. V'loyit merhecha so loy kemar v'loy kemar. The Allah was never said explicitly, neither like this opinion, neither like that opinion. But the sugyin de alma, the generic understanding of the sugyin, meaning the way the judgment generally is aliba de chad binayu, is like one of those two opinions. Ba'azal ihu va'avit ki'idach. Now this judge went and did like the other opinion. That's why we don't say that the judgment is thrown out. Because since the halacha was not said explicitly like either opinion, so the litigant that ended up winning doesn't have to pay, doesn't have to give back that money, because he could say, no, you decided my judgment like that Tana, like that Amara. But the judge himself has to compensate the wrong party, because since generally the sugin that everyone follows is like the other opinion, so in that way he wronged him behind the shikal das. That's error in weighing the different opinions. It's in regard to that that the Mishnah Mecheres was telling us, Masha Asa Asar. And again, as we explained to resolve for Ravavo, it's talking about where they accepted upon them, but to do like the din of Torah. But the mistake again was in a shikal adas, but not in the Mefurash Mishnah, because then it wouldn't be Masha Asa Asa, it would be like he didn't do any din at all. Now the Gemara asks, going back to what was from the end of the previous daf, Lema, let's say that this day we have this machlik, Shmuel and Ravavo, regarding if can you have, does anyone agree that you could have judges less than three to paskin the din imamun? Shmuel held yes, Ravavo said not. That is kitanoi. It's like the following machlekes tanam we have in the following brisa. Brisa says bitzua, which is the term for a peshar, for a compromise, is b'shleisha divrei Meir. Meir says you need three judges to make a compromise. The sages say peshar b'yachin, a compromise can be even educated by a single judge. So says the Gemara, Sabrua, they, the students of the Amiram and the Yeshiva, they thought, they want to say from here, that you see the same machlekes that we have between Shmuel and Ravavo. Why? Because the Kuli Alma, everyone, meaning the Rabbanon and Reb Meir, Makshin and Pshar Ladin, they thought that everyone compares the laws of compromise to the laws of judgment. Because as we find, like a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, says Mishpat, judgment, Utsdaka, and charity, which the Gemara says later on that's referring to Bitsua, to a compromise, that you see that we're equating Tzedakah to Mishpat, which is compromise to judgment. So they were generally, they assumed everyone would equate the two halachas. So isn't this what they're disagreeing about? The Marsav, the Reb Meir held din b'shloisha. He says compromise by three, because compromise is the same as judgment, that it has to be judgment with three judges, which is like Reb Avo. Umarsav, the Chacham held that no, din, and so to compromise, is b'shnayim, judgment could even be with two judges, which is like Shmuel, and therefore they said there could even be less than three. Says Gemara Loi, no, the Kula Alma Din B'Shleisha. Everyone agrees to Reb Avo that you need to have three judges. You cannot have two judges. You need to have three judges for judgment. V'hacha B'hacha Mevlegeh. So what's their machlekes regarding? The Marasav Reb Meir held Makshin and Pshar Ladin. We equate compromise to the laws of judgment. And just like judgment, these three, so two compromise. U'Marasav Olei Makshin Pshar Ladin. But the Chacham held that we don't compare the laws of compromise to judgment. Judgment, a court case, needs three. But a compromise could even be less than that. But everyone agrees to Reb Avo that you need to have three judges. But the Gemara now asks, once we introduce this concept of compromise, which we brought this price in because we thought it would reflect on the laws of judgment regarding machlekes, Reb Avo and Shmuel, lema t'lasa tanoi, should we say that there's three-way machlekes b'pshar in the laws of a compromise? Because demar, we have Reb Meir that's sava b'shleisha, that holds you need to have three judges. Umar, and we have Reb Shimon Gamliel from the previous daf, that sava that he holds, that where we have his opinion that it's Bishnaim. He was quoted as saying that compromise needs two judges. Umar, and then you have Rabbanu who disagreed with Reb Meir in this price, and Sava B'Yachar hold, you could even have one judge. So there's a three machlik, it's about one, two, or three. On that, I'm Ravacha, Beredav Ika, Vitam Esam says Rav Yemir Bar Shlemya, that no, Manda Amatrei, that we quoted on the price, the previous stuff from Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, that was quoted as saying that you need two judges by a compromise, Afilachad Nami. He would even agree to the Chacham that even one judge would be valid in the laws of compromise, because since you don't equate the laws of compromise to judgment, so what would be the difference if you have one judge or two judges? And really, even one would be good. This that he said you should have two judges for a compromise is kihechad alahav ala asad. He was only said that we should have testimony, witnesses, that you have at least two judges that could testify, because one judge is one person, he won't be able to testify that this was what they decided. So that's why, but in the technical aspect, one is enough, but in practicality, that's why he said to have two judges in the laws of compromise. Now, Rav Ashi says, Shema Minoah, what we could extrapolate from the law of Reb Meir is a pshara in the tzricha kinyan. Is that compromise, when the court decides on that, and they decide to go for that compromise, that there doesn't have to be an act of acquisition to finalize that agreement. And he proves, says the Isa Gadaitrichakin, if you would entertain to say that you need an acquisition, so Lamanda Matsrichatlasalama, then according to a mayor that says you need to have three judges for a compromise, why would you need that? Tisagi betray, just have two judges, Feliknamine, and go ahead and do an acquisition. In other words, since you're saying that if you would entertain to say that a compromise needs a kinyan, so what do you need a court of three judges for? Let it be like a regular gift where a person is willingly doing it because we're saying that they agree to the compromise, and that will itself validate it. Obviously, the reason why Ramea says you need to have three judges is because you have to strengthen the ability of the courts to do this, because although there is no kinyan happening, still you can't back out. So therefore, you can prove from Rameyah's halacha that when there's a pshara, they don't have to go and do an actual kinyan, and the court itself has the ability to make that a finalized deal. Also, Vehilchasa says the Gemara, however, pshara tzrichikin, that a compromise does need a kinyan, even though it's being done with a court of three judges, which Taisa explains, so why isn't that enough for two? Didn't the Gemara just prove that theory that you don't need a kinyan, because then why do you need three? Could it be enough for two? It's because if you only had two judges, then although there would be a kinyan based on what they decided, that would be, however, because it's only two judges who are not enough of an authority, would be like a kinyan betois. It would be like an erroneous acquisition, because since they're not so proficient, three judges is something that we know that they're proficient, and that's why even though it's being done with three judges, it still doesn't contradict the fact that you need to have a kinyan, because two actually would not be enough. Even if you do a kinyan, it would be considered a kinyan betois. Tanabon, the Gemara continues on this theme. It says, we learn the Braisa, Kashim Shadin Bishlesha, like the opinion of Remeir, just like we said, the judgment is with three judges. Kach Bitsu Bishlesha, so too compromise has to be with three judges. Now, however, as we continue to Amid Beis, Nigmar Hadin, if the judgment was already concluded, in other words, the judge already said, you're Zaka, you win, and you're guilty, then Iyat Rishoy Livtsay, then you're not allowed to go ahead and compromise anymore, because once the judgment has come in, then the judges cannot go ahead and say, okay, you know what, let's compromise. No, that's already too late. Then already you've decided, and you can't undo the judgment. Now, regarding this topic, regarding when to compromise, if you're allowed to, or you should, so says the Gemara, Sarmash Banka Shimon, these are these letters are the signs of the names that are going to give different opinions regarding this idea about compromise regarding Bitsua. He says, actually, it's forbidden, once you start the process of the court case, it's forbidden to compromise. Whoever compromises is a sinner. Whoever blesses, whoever praises the one who compromises, that person is a blasphemer. Regarding that the Pasuk says in Tehillim, if someone blesses, if someone praises the one who is a compromiser, Nietz Hashem, he's provoking, he's blaspheming Hashem. Ella rather says Rabbi Lazar ben Shabbesik, Lili Yikev Adin Sahar, let the judgment go straight through the mountain. In other words, no compromises over here. We go straight what the Halacha says. Shnei, like it says in Pasuk in Devarim, Ki Amishpat Lelekimu, because judgment is for Hashem. Hashem, let Hashem decide how the chips are going to fall. We don't have to try compromising. This is how the judgment should be, and we go all the way. So to Moshe Rabbeinu would say, Yikev Adin Sahar, let the law pierce right through the mountain. Avol, but says the Gemara, Aaron. Aaron was a lover of peace and they pursued peace, and that is since he would hear the disagreement between them before they would come to court, then you're still allowed to compromise according to everyone, then he would run after them and he would make peace amongst them. He would make peace, find some type of compromise between man and his fellow, like it says the Pasuk in Malachi, which is Tomat Aaron HaKoyin, because as it says there in Perek Beis, Ki Sifsei Koyin Yishmer Das, because the lips of the Kohen, which is referring to Aaron HaKohen, Yishmer Das, will safeguard the intelligence, where it says, Tyrus emes hoysa befiyu, the law of truth was in his mouth, v'avlo lo nimtza besvasav, and iniquity, wrongness was not found on his lips, b'sholom v'mishar halach iti, with peace, which was the concept we're talking about regarding peace, and with being straightforward, he went with me, v'rabim heishma oven, and he brought back many from sin. So that's one version of the halachas of bitsu, which is actually forbidden once you start the court case to compromise. Rabbi Yezim, he gives actually a different interpretation in that pasuk that was brought as a proof. Rabbi Lazar Rishibek Lili of the pasuk in Tehillim gives a different halacha based on that pasuk. He says, "Hareish gazel social chitim." If someone steals a certain measurement of wheat, now b'tachna he grinds the wheat v'afa and he bakes it v'hefesh min chala, and he even separates chala, which is one of the matnas kuna when there's a certain amount of domain, he separates that. How could that person go ahead and make the bracha on afrashas challah? That's not a blessing, but rather a blasphemy. You're making a blessing on separating from something that you stole. And it's regarding that that the pasuk says ubeitzeya beirich. And the term beitzeya, as a fine the pasuk in Mishlei, refers to robbing. As it says, kin urchas kol beitzeya betzah. This is the way of all those who rob. As nevesh balavikach, they take the soul of the person that they're robbing from. So the pasuk is saying ubeitzeya, the one who robs beirich and he blesses, niyatz Hashem, that's blaspheming Hashem. That's not a blessing. That's the opposite. Because how could you thank him for something that he told you not to do? Remeo, he gives a different interpretation of that pasuk. He says, "Loinema beitzeya." This term that the pasuk is talking about of beitzeya was only said el keneged Yehuda. It was keneged Yehuda who should have told the brothers when they were selling him as a slave and they wanted to kill him. He should have said, "Let's bring him back to our father," because since his words were heard, he was great amongst his brothers. He should have gone all the way and brought him back to his father. It says the pasuk in Bereishis, "Vayem Yehuda lechav." The Yehuda said to his brothers, "Ma betza kinarig ezchina? What are we going to gain by killing our brother?" And that is, you know, then you see the term betza. So he saved his life, but he got him sold down to Mitzrayim. He should have gone further and brought him up to his father, and never had the incident happen. And that's what the pasuk is saying. V'chol mevarches Yehuda, whoever blesses and praises Yehuda for what he did, harizim enayit is someone that's provoking. Because Valzanem is regarding this that the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ubeitzeya Beirich. Someone blesses the one who said Beitzeya, who blesses Yehuda by saying, "Oh, what are we going to gain by saving his life?" Nitz Hashem is provoking Hashem because he should have done more. He should have brought him back all the way to his father. Now, the Gemara continues on the previous theme regarding the topic of Bitzua. Bishu ben Karcha Aime, he says, Mitzvah Levtzeya. He says, no, it's a mitzvah, it's a positive commandment to go ahead and find the compromise. And I'm like, it says, the pasuk in Zechariah, it says, Emes u'mishpat shalom, truth and justice of peace, shiftu b'sharechem, you should judge in your gates. Now, v'alei b'mokim sheyesh mishpat in shalom, when there's judgment, then there's no peace, because one guy's winning, one guy's losing. V'mokim sheyesh shalom, when there's peace, where everyone feels like, okay, ain't mishpat, but then there's no judgment. Ela eze u'mishpat sheyesh b'sharechem shalom, what is the judgment that does have peace? That refers to a compromise where both people walk away feeling like they got what they needed. So too David, it says in Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, David did judgment and charity. But if there's judgment, then there's no charity. But if there's charity, there's no judgment. One is din and one is chesed. So what is the judgment that has charity? That's a compromise where that's a combination of the two of them. Now, however, explains the Gemara, asoin l'tanakama, but how this would come out according to the Tanakama, the first opinion, that said it's forbidden to do a compromise, he would expound this pasuk of mishpatu tzedaka, that what David did was done as adin. He would judge the judgment. And as we said, you got to go all the way, no compromise. Zika as a zaka, the one who's supposed to win would win. B'chayev as a chayev, he would hold the one who's liable to be liable. But that's the judgment part, and because we don't compromise. But the Russian is chayev on imam. But then he saw that the poor person who is found guilty is liable to pay money. V'shilam loy mitech beis, and he paid that from his own house, from his own pocket. David HaMelech, zeh mishpat utztaka. That's what the pasuk means. Says he did judgment and charity. Mishpat lazeh utztaka lazeh. He did judgment for this one and charity for this one. Meaning mishpat lazeh, judgment for this person, sheikh zulay moment, that he gave him back his money. Utztaka lazeh, and charity for the other person who was found guilty, sheikh shilam loy mitech beis, that he paid from his own house. And that's how he did both mishpat utztaka, but not that somewhere in the middle, because we go all the way, we don't compromise. Now, however, kashle le Rebbe, Rebbe had a difficulty in that interpretation. Because if that's the case, Hailachal Amma, this that the pasuk says that he did this for all his people, then it wouldn't be tzedakah for all his people. La niyami bayli, then it would be only tzedakah for the paupers, because for people that had money, he didn't give them to pay. So it wasn't tzedakah. So how can you say Lachal Amma if it's only for the poor who didn't have, then he did after the mishpat tzedakah? Ella, rather, Rebbe says a different interpretation to resolve the opinion of the Tanakhama. He says, Afa pisha loy shila mitech beisi. Now, even if he didn't pay it from his own house, zehu mishpat tzedakah, it's still considered judgment and charity. How so? Mishpat lazeh utztaka lazeh. It's still judgment for one and charity for the other one, because mishpat lazeh, judgment for one person, sheikhs lememoyne, where he got him his money back. Utztaka lazeh, and how is it charity for the other one who was found liable? Is shahitz gizela mitachas yadav, because he took away theft from his own hands, meaning if he would not have found to be guilty, he would have been holding on to someone else's money wrongfully. It's a tzedakah, it's a charity for him by having him pay up the person that he really owes. Now, continuing on these laws of bitzua, of compromise, Reb Shimon ben Manasseh Yoimi says, Shnaim shebol lefnecha ledin, when you have two people come in front of you for judgment, so actually tishma devrein, if you didn't yet hear their opinions, oy mishat tishma devrein, but or even if you heard their words, but vi'iatu yoidea lehechem dinayta, but you don't know which way the judgment is leaning. So then, in those early stages, at the rishoy loim lehen tzu'u ubatzu, you're allowed to tell them, go out and compromise. Let's go find the mediator, figure this out, let's not take this to court. But mishatishma devrein vati yedei lehechana dinoita. But if you already heard their words and you already know which way the judgment is leaning, iyatu rishoy loy melehen tzu ubatzu. Then you not go ahead and tell them anymore. Go out and compromise. Shneimar, it says a pasuk in Mishlei, poiter mayim, which literally means say the release of water. But it's coming to tell us allegorically that if you're coming to exempt and to send away the dispute, which is compared to water, as the Gemara will tell us later on, and you want to make peace amongst them, that's reishis madon. That's the beginning of a fight. In other words, in the beginning, before they start handling, before they start discussing the judgment, then you could exempt it. And so too, the pasuk tells us another teaching in this in the second half, v'lefnei hizgala hariven, before the dispute is revealed, netosh, then you can remove yourself from it and pursue peace. Which explains the Gemara, it means kaidim shenizgala ariv, before that dispute is revealed, at the yochel lanotcha, then you could remove yourself from it, but mishnizgala ariv, once the dispute is out there, iat yochel lanotcha, then you can't remove yourself from it, you gotta go all the way and paskin the halacha. As the Gemara continues, similarly, Bereish Lakish Amar, where there are other girsais that it's a braisa, and therefore tanoim Rabbi Bishu ben Lakish or Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, that he says, shnaim shebo ledin. When you have two people coming in front of you for a court case, echad rachav, echad kasha, one's an easy person, a soft person, one's a hard person, meaning a real quarrelsome person who makes it very difficult for the judges. So actually, tishma devrein, if you didn't yet hear their words, oy mishat tishma devrein v'yatu yodei lehechen dinayta, or you heard their words but you don't know which way it's leaning, satu reshoi lehem lehem, you're allowed to tell them, which is the other concept, the other half of that pasuk's concept, where the first one was regarding tell them to compromise. Here it's on the other half of the concept. You could tell them, look, I don't want to get involved in you guys. You guys are way too difficult. Shemin is chayv chazik, because maybe the strong guy is going to be found guilty. V'nimtza chazik reitfa, he's going to have this difficult person running after him to have him overturn the court case. I'm not interested in getting involved in this. But mishatishma devrein, but yedei lahechen hadin noita. But if you already started listening to the court case and you know which way the judgment, the verdict is leaning, iyata yochalay malahen ein niskachem. Then you don't tell them anymore. Look, I don't want to be involved in this court case. Shneim, like it says, a pasuk in Devarim, lesegur bnei ish. Don't be afraid of any person. You're the judge. You hear it. You go ahead and you pasuk in halacha. Now the Gemara actually tells us a different interpretation of that pasuk. Shuban Karcha Eimer, he says, Minayin l'tama cheyeshub lefnei rabbi. How do you know regarding a student that's sitting in front of his teacher, and a court case comes in front of his teacher, but not in front of the student, but the student is sitting there. V'ra, and the student sees, Zakus la'ani b'chayv la'asher, he sees something meritorious for the pauper, and something liable for the wealthy person, and he sees that his teacher is making a mistake. Minayin shaloi, from where do we know that the student should not give honor to his teacher, and that he should be yishtik, that he should be silent, rather he should speak up and say what he has to say. Shneim, like it says in the pasuk, lisugur bnei ish, which Reb Chanan Oimer, he says, it means to say, litaknis devarechem bnei ish, you should not gather in your words, meaning to keep it inside of yourself, because of any man, which the Gemara in the next daf is going to explain, we receive from the word tugur, that means a word of gathering in, but that's what the pasuk is teaching, that don't hold it in, but rather stand up and say what is important, even though it's not going to be honorable for the teacher who is making this mistake. Continues the Braisa, so too the witnesses have to know in front of who they're testifying, which what it's coming to refer to is as if they're testifying regarding a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Whereas the Gemara tells us later on the Ches Med Aleph, Hashem, so to speak, says that you're making it difficult for me, that you're doing the wrong type of judgment, you're in your false testimony, that I have to go find a way, Hashem says, so to speak, to get it back to the real owner. Which actually in the Hakdamah of the Zohar Kaddish, that the me, the word me, who, is also refers to Hashem in this context. So in front of, who is it, the me, that you're testifying? And in front of who are they testifying? And who is it that's going to, and the me here literally would mean that, is going to have to punish them. Like it says the pasuk in Devarim, that the two men that are in front of them to dispute, they stand up in front of Hashem, where the Gemara tells him Masechta Shavuos that this pasuk is actually talking about the witnesses. They're the shnei anoshim, two witnesses, that it's lefnei Hashem. They should know that it's not just regarding people, Hashem is standing here and they're testifying regarding Hashem, making him go through the trouble, of, so to speak, if they testify falsely. So to the Yihadayan in Yodinis Mihendon. So to the judges should know whom are they judging. And in front of who are they judging? Umi Asli Parman, and who is going to go ahead and end up getting retribution from them? Shnam, like it says, a pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Elikim Nitzav Bedaskel, that Hashem stands in the assembly of the judges, as the pasuk there concludes, Bekerav Elikim Yishpat, that amidst the Elikim, they judge, meaning Hashem is there, and it's in front of them, it's in front of him that they should be aware that they're judging. So too, regarding Yehoshaphat, it says in Divrei Yamim Beis, Vayomer l'shofetim, he said to the judges, Ru'u ma'atem oisam, look what you are doing. Ki lo la'odim tishpatu, it's not just for man that you're judging, ki la'Hashem, but rather for Hashem. Now, concludes the Braisa. So Shema Yem Adain, maybe the judge is going to say, Mali b'tzar hazeh, what do I need this pain? What do I need this difficulty? If I make a mistake, I'm going to get punished. Tamalema, that's what the pasuk there teaches at the end over there by Yehoshaphat, and he says, Imochem b'dvar mishpat, that with you he is in the words of your judgment, and meaning in regards to what's in your heart, that based on what you're leaning in your heart, that's what you should say. Because in their claims are with you in your judgment, because you only go based on what they hear, what the judges hear from the testimony they should judge, and you won't get punished. Why? Because ein li l'dayin, a judge should not have to be afraid and to stop himself from judging, because elamasha ein avrayis, he only has what his eyes see to judge, and he should be focused to intend to declare whatever he finds and he understands to be truthful, to execute on that, and then he won't be judged, he won't be punished based on that, because even if it's wrong, as long as he's going honestly based on what he's hearing, that's all he's expected to do based on that. Now the Gemara clarifies, Heichadami Gemar Din, we had mentioned before that once there's the conclusion of the court case, so there was an opinion that says that from that point on you cannot compromise anymore. What point is that? So Rabbi Yehuda Merav, he says, Ish plaini atachayiv, ish plaini atazakai. If he already said you're guilty and you're not, then from that point on, then that's already considered the conclusion of the court case, then you can't compromise anymore. Now Amar Rav, he paskins, halacha k'bishub ben karcha, the halacha actually follows k'bishub ben karcha, that there is a mitzvah to compromise. Now that the Gemara asks, ini, is that so? But Rav Huna tamidid Rav Hava, Rav Huna was a student of Rav, and k'yava osla kamed Rav Huna, when he would come in front of Rav Huna for a court case, amlahu, he would tell them, look, I di'ina bi'i, so if you want, we can judge this. I peshar bi'i, so if you want, we could compromise. So you see that he gave them the choice, but if you hold like Rav, that Allah like Mishum and Karcha, that it's a mitzvah, why do you give them the choice? He should first try to compromise. That the Gemara clarifies, my mitzvah name de kamer Mishum and Karcha, what is this halacha that Rav's passing like Mishum and Karcha? That it's a mitzvah to compromise, as the Ketin type of Zayin and Aleph, it means mitzvah lemem lehu. It means that it's a mitzvah to tell them at the get-go, if you want, we could judge this, if you want, we could compromise. In other words, you got to open up with that option. But it doesn't mean there's a mitzvah necessarily. The compromise is just that you give them that option. So the Gemara said, if that's the case, Hainatanakama. Well, then that's like the first opinion we mentioned, where he said that if you have the conclusion of the court case, then you're not allowed to compromise anymore. But that sounds like that before the conclusion of the court case, then you're allowed to compromise. So that seems to be the same opinion that we mentioned for Bishum and Karcha, that also that you're allowed to compromise up until the end. So what's the difference between them? So it's the Gemara, Iker b'nayi b'mitzvah, the difference between them is if there's a mitzvah to mention the compromise, where according to the Tanna Kama, there is no mitzvah. And that's Rabbi Shimon Karcha, Sava Mitzvah, he says it's a mitzvah to go ahead and tell them that option of compromise. Tanna Kama, Sava Rishos, but Tanna Kama held that, no, you're allowed to, but you don't, there's no idea that you should go ahead and do that. Then the Gemara asks, Hainir Rabbi Shimon b'Nasi, but if that's the case, the Tanna Kama is just like Rabbi Shimon b'Nasi, who also didn't promote it, but he says that you're allowed to up until the end, which sounds just like the Tanna Kama. So the Gemara, no, ikubinei, the difference between them is, mishatishma divrein, when you already heard the testimony, vati yedei leheichan adin noite, and you know which way the judgment is ruling. Where according to Tanna Kama, even if you heard the testimony, you're still allowed to go ahead and compromise up until the Gemara din, which we said that's when he already said, you're zaka and you're chayef. Whereas according to Rishim Menasseh, once he heard their claims, and the judge knows which way the judgment is leaning towards, then even if the judgment was not concluded yet, according to Reb Shimon Menasseh, iyat reshoy loy melehen tzua batzu. He's not allowed to go and tell them, go out and compromise, because that's already too much in, and that's the difference between Tanna Kama and Reb Shimon Menasseh regarding the halachas of a compromise.